Residents of Blacks Road in West Belfast have slammed a housing association over plans to build nearly 200 two- and three-bedroom social housing units on the derelict Ford factory site. 300 local people attended a public meeting last night with Fold Housing. Our reporter, Lisa McAllister, went along.
So what's the benefit? Apart from employment that you say you're creating, there's nothing for us.
We don't know if our house prices are going to go down by this time, Peter, but you don't care because you don't live in them.
Some residents spoke about how the schools are oversubscribed, how the infrastructure just isn't here to support this number of houses on the development. Is that something you agree with?
Absolutely. You know, you were on one of our main arterial routes down into the motorway. Trying to get out onto the road is very difficult at times. You know, we're going to have another 200 houses with people trying to access the main road. So the infrastructure is a key issue, and the schools, you know, they have suggested that the Department of Education is responsible for this, but we're to joined up thinking, you know, it's no point having this development and then at a later date looking at the schools, because I've no sense that there's scope for the schools to expand or for new schools to be created in the area.
Is there an element here that just nobody wants social housing in the area?
I don't think that's the belief. I think, there's a need for housing in the area, and I accept that is definitely needed, but there's jobs needed in the area, and I think that is a lot more, you know, beneficial. This site is 4 miles from Belfast city centre. It's a hub to the motorway. It has huge potential for creating jobs, and we're wiping it out just to put easy housing on it.
But there's a big need for housing in the area as well. So would this not solve the housing issue?
Well, these are two conflicting priorities, and it's a way to address both of those. And at the moment, there isn't anything which is adequately addressing the economic needs. So we need to look at both. We need to achieve both, and there's a huge site here which could be used for that purpose.
I think West Belfast needs more work than housing.
You know, the only reason they're talking about the commercial element is because they can't get the residential planning unless there's a certain amount of commercial. So really and truly, jobs is not their priority. Their priority is building houses. And whilst everybody agrees there should be houses, and that there's need for social housing, we just don't know that there's need to be so many there on such a good commercial site.
My name is Anita Conway, and I'm the Director of Development with Fold.
It was a very heated meeting there tonight, and residents really do feel that they're not being listened to.
I think we have listened to the residents, and we've had a couple of consultation meetings. We have taken on board some of their queries. We have tried to incorporate the issues that they've raised with us. We want to engage with them, and we have requested that we can set up further meetings. So this is the beginning of a process. It will not stop at the planning application. It will continue, and it will continue throughout the phases.
Listening to some of the residents tonight, there was a sense they just feel the infrastructure isn't here. They feel their schools are oversubscribed, the public transport isn't here, the work isn't here.
What we would say is, obviously, if we're developing such a large development, we will bring employment into the area, albeit not long-term, but we hope that the commercial element will bring long-term developments. So we have that. What we've given a commitment today is that we would talk to the schools and maybe talk to the Minister for Education and to make sure that they're aware of the proposals and plans that we have. What West Belfast needs is more housing and more social housing. There's a huge demand for this and very limited areas for us to develop it in. So there is concerns about that, but then there is also a need for additional housing. So we will continue to work with all of the interested parties to make sure that we are trying to identify and bring solutions to the issues that are raised.
Would you say to residents, regardless, there will be social housing on that site?
What we would say is that we have purchased the site and we for social housing with commercial and other facilities. We are putting a mixed development in there. What we would like to do is put a planning application in that the majority of the community will be bought into. But it was going to be difficult to get everybody, I think, to buy into everything that we're trying to do here.
Buy-in or no buy-in, there will be social housing on that site.
What we're saying is that we want to put social housing in it, but we're trying to bring the community along with us.